Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, lump sum pension option. Should I take it or should I not?
It's a great question. So it really depends. Now, obviously, we've had a lot of customers recently at Nissan and the base and other employers, you know, Bayer around that have had the opportunity to maybe take a lump sum pension. Now, option on their pension plan. And so with interest rates going down, lump sum pensions tend to go up. So why does that happen? If you're only promised $30,000 a year in your pension and interest rates are 3%, they have to put $1 million in your account unless there's a floor or some other type of plan document. So that means when rates are lower, it goes up. If interest rates were 10% and you're promised 30 grand a year, they only got to give you $300,000. And so most pensions have a floor and they have a ceiling in order to mitigate some of that volatility. But now that interest rates are going down, if you are eligible to take a pension, this is the time that you really want to run those numbers and you really want to see what makes sense. Because this might be the time you need to do it. Now, let's give you some positive ideas with taking a lump sum and some negatives. Let's start with the negatives. The negatives are if you take your lump sum pension and you're not good with money and you tend to not do well with budgets, you probably should not do a lump sum pension. Because if you are going to spend more money than, you know, than you're taking out a month than you can, you probably don't need to do that. If you're used to just living on a certain budget and you don't want to worry about it too much, there's some benefits of doing that as well. The other negatives are you're going to invest this money or get someone to help you invest this money, and you got to make sure that it's invested in a way that's wise. So that liability goes from the company to you. Now that is, if you roll money from a lump sum pension to an IRA, portion of that money is typically not taxed at that time, but it's taxed when you pull it out, so it's a pre-tax, and then usually your contributions and a lot of plans are post-tax, so you get some after-tax money. Those are the real two negatives of taking a lump sum pension, is really just more the responsibility is now on you and who you work with. Now some of the positives are if you were to pass away, in most pension plans, if you're not taking the money, half that money's gone. So that's a way for you to continue that money on for your spouse and for your children. You know, pension actuaries take advantage of the fact that a certain amount of people are gonna die early, not get any money, and that's why you get a little higher monthly benefit in a lot of cases than you get by doing a lump sum option based on interest. The other real positive thing is you get to, you know, take advantage of the rate situation. You know, when rates are low, you get more money. And typically that means stocks and investments tend to be lower because that usually means the economy is not as good. So usually you get to buy stuff at a little bit better deal. So you can take advantage of that historically. And that's positive. Also, you know, from a longevity perspective, the idea that you can leave some money to your family and to your kids is a huge reason why a lot of people take a lump sum. You know, my grandma lived to be 101 years old. Her sister was 103. She probably wouldn't have benefited from a lump sum. But their other sister that died early in her 70s, she would have been a beneficiary of a lump sum because she did not get to pass some of that money on, if that was her situation, to her beneficiary.
Right.
So when you don't do the lump sum option, you're playing the game of I'm going to live longer than the actuary tables.
Right.
And so, you know, so those things to consider, but every person, when they make this decision, really needs to look at all the pros and all the negatives and look at the situation and say, what are my goals? What am I trying to accomplish? And then make a decision based on that. And that's something we counsel people on every day. And we, you know, we go through the pension document with you on every plan we look at and to look at it in depth.
Right, and making that tailor-made plan to you.
Correct, because everybody's unique. And also too, you know, one of the other issues with pension plans is how much are they funded? You know, the way that they're funded is basically up to, you know, it's kind of a little vague. And
right.
So, you know, I mean, if a pension plan goes under funding, you won't have a lump sum option. And when they say they've got 80% funding, that means they've only got 80% of what they need.
Yeah.
And we've, you know, in our business here, we've been with businesses that were over 100% funded and they had to take over a change and they went below those numbers. So there's a real benefit in a lot of cases to getting some of your money in case there's a funding issue or in case the company gets in trouble. You know, it's very well known that, you know, the Teamsters Union Pension Fund and some of these other prominent pension funds have had things happen to them that shouldn't have happened to them, and they went underfunded, and the beneficiaries eventually lost some of their monthly benefit. So there's some risk there as well. But probably the biggest risk we see is if you don't invest that money wisely in a correct manner, you might have been better off just keeping it there.
Just keeping it.
But if you do invest in a way that you know, is wisely, then it can be a lot of benefits doing it that way.
Right. Well, thanks for talking to us about that and how to weigh out all the different options.
Absolutely.
Inside of it. And thank you for tuning in today as well. Hope you have a great day.